source within you will never have those kinds of thoughts. So, if your inner being won't even join you in one negative thought, what do you think the chances are that your inner being would send you back to clean up some mess that you'd made before? Mm-hmm. In other words, it's just not happening that way. Every negative emotion is your habit of thought that does not coincide with the thought of the total you, you see. Okay. So, karma, most people, when they use the word karma, well, let's be fair, people mean different things when they use a lot of different words. But usually when people use a word like karma, they mean the continuity from lifetime to lifetime, and there is that. But the continuity from lifetime to lifetime is your pure positive energy, you come forth into a physical body, you bang around and maybe consciously return to source energy and maybe have to wait till you croak to return to source energy. But in every case, you return to source energy, and it is from that evolved vantage point that you then make another entrance into physical experience. So there is nothing in your experience as you are born into a physical body that has any negative ties to anything that you might have lived before. Never, ever, ever, not one time ever.
I see. Okay.
Fate doesn't exist in the sense that something outside of you is controlling. Chance, luck, there is none of that. There is only you offering a vibration and law of attraction matching you up with things that match the vibration you're offering, period.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that clarification.
And when you get into sync with that, when you know that, and then further, you use your own emotional guidance system to let you know your relationship to who you are or not, now you're in control of your experience, you see.
Okay. And one other question is, when we pass on, is it true that, you know, let's say my dad passed away a year ago, is it true that I will recognize him when I leave my physical body? Will he be there kind of to meet me at the heavenly gates, or how does that work?
Yes,
do you recognize family
and
stuff? Yeah.
There are a number of things we want to give you about that. First, when you remember that you are vibrational in nature, and when you reemerge into non-physical, you are utter vibration, which is not a diminishment of what you are here. It's just you have knowing without eyes, you have knowing without ears. You are translating your beingness differently, but it is broad and big and lovely. You will not feel less than. You will feel the wholeness of that which you are. And yes, you will recognize, you do reunite, but your relationships will be different, because unlike what goes on here in physical, where many of your relationships are needy, dysfunctional in one way or another, they are not like that when you are reemerging into non-physical. And so it's sort of like, as you are here and you tune yourself to who you really are, so you are a person walking around feeling appreciation mostly, when someone you know makes their transition into non-physical, you would have ready, easy access to them because you're vibrating on similar wavelengths. But if they, when they make their departure, have been, or you, and if your association with them is one of loneliness or sadness, and they have now reemerged into pure positive energy, you won't recognize them as you last remembered them to be. Mm-hmm. So it is accurate to say the most tuned in part of them is who they are, the most loving, vital, good feeling part of them is who they immediately become.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And of course, as you are making your transition, you would immediately recognize them because you would be in that same vibrational place too.
Okay.
If you knew what the death experience was, you would not give anyone what you call the death penalty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You wouldn't give something so wonderful to those that you are so irritated with.
Which leads me to the next quick question is, one day when in the future, when Esther and Jerry Hicks pass on, who is going to, or who can teach the teachings of Abraham?
Any or all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You are all extensions of source energy. And the value of what's been going on here is that there are millions of people around the planet who are getting this. Millions of you who are now consciously aware of your resonance. In other words, even Jerry and Esther aren't tuned in, tapped in, turned on all the time. And Esther is unique in that she can bring herself into vibrational alignment with